kick off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a Loose Read.
Hello and welcome to Loose Reads. We're going to review a book. By the we, I mean Siri, who's
Hello.
Here. Hello, Siri. So you've reviewing On Michael Jackson, written by Margot Jefferson, and I can see on the cover of this book she's winner of Pulitzer Prize. Can you tell us how she won that?
Yeah, so she's been a sort of theatre and cultural critic for the New York Times for a long time. So she won the Pulitzer for all of her writing there. But the first time I came across Margot Jefferson was when her biography, Negroland, came out, and it was incredible. Just kind of talking about her history as like a black academic, but also kind of positioning it in this much kind of broader history of black academics in America. And when I saw On Michael Jackson, which is a reprint of her first book, I was like, I have to read that.
Oh, cool. So I'll let you do a little monologue. I think that's the best idea. What can you tell us about this book?
So this book kind of like gives you some history on Michael Jackson and talks about his impact on music and also like our sort of society and our ideas of race and gender and how they relate to this kind of like transnational pop culture icon, and really like the first black icon to become like an ephemeral pop star. So it kind of, it makes like these really interesting comparisons between him and other similar pop stars of the era, so people like Prince and Madonna. And like while sort of Prince and Madonna were giving like this really vigorous like academic attention, Michael Jackson became like this kind of farcical character in our public imagination. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting. There's this part where like in the beginning they talk about how Michael Jackson was obsessed with like this ringmaster, and he read his biography religiously. So he was this kind of eccentric guy who would put on these freak shows in America and kind of ask for admittance for like, you know, for people to see bizarre and strange acts. And Michael Jackson became obsessed with this and gave out this biography to all his employees and told everyone, I want to be like the greatest showmaster on earth. And I think that captures so sort of perfectly Michael Jackson's like ability to transcend like a music star and really become this huge kind of theatrical phenomenon. So there's lots of really interesting insights like that into the book, and it also gives you background into like his family life that might have shaped, like she kind of talks about how her father would like not only sort of physically abuse the Jackson kids, but also how he would like really early in the morning, he'd tap on the windows and pretend like in a mask and pretend
what?
To be, yeah, and pretend to be like this strange house invader.
What?
Yes.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. And then she talks about
shivers just then from that.
Uh-huh. I got shivers when I read it too. And I kept thinking about like how all of this like kind of quite tragic upbringing also like informed how a lot of his like imagery and a lot of his videos kind of traversed that line between like clean, cool pop star and then these elements of horror like and thriller. Yeah, so she's done some like great deep
research.
That's
interesting. Does it talk about his religious, his family religion?
Yeah.
It's interesting because quite a few pop stars seem to have a background like that, which is interesting.
Definitely, with his mum sort of being a Jehovah's Witness. And I guess, I don't know if this is a bit of a stretch, but I think there's something quite sort of like biblical or this religious fantasy about someone who like you know, as a young child is continuously disciplined to kind of like be great, be larger than life. And I think part of that religious background kind of made him yearn for something quite big and outside of like his strict religious confines at home.
Is the book chronological, like a biography, or is it just pieces pulled together?
It's almost kind of like pieces pulled together. She does start with like a chronological order of like his influences. So it starts with like Phineas Berman, who is the guy who put on all of those sort of like big freak shows, and then it sort of goes along the rest of his life. But yeah, it kind of pieces together different parts of his life as it's relevant. I think I really loved it because it was a piece of work that took him quite seriously. I think a lot of the time we kind of do this thing with Michael Jackson where we treat him like as this weird eccentric freak or like a genius, and the truth is he's like a little bit of both, and maybe like his fascination with being an outsider was something that made him so iconic and huge. And it does talk about, you know, those sort of like public scandals, like him holding a child over a balcony, and how, I don't know, it kind of talks about like that Peter Pan effect and how we have such little sympathy or empathy for someone like Michael Jackson, who was really thrown into this rigorous, intense life from such a young boy, starting out in Jackson 5, and his intense sort of parental upbringing. And we kind of just imagine that people kind of grow from these things quite normally when they become adults, or you just don't, like, you know, this kind of childhood never has an impact on you. But it's so clear that it did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's very insightful. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
It sounds like a really interesting read. I've always been a huge fan of Michael. Look at him dance and sing at the same time. I can't. I've been trying to learn dancing recently. I can't even dance, like, let alone dance and sing. Would you like to pick your favourite Michael Jackson song, Sari?
Yes, one of my favourites of all time is Dirty Diana.
Okay, cool.
So
shall we play this?
Here's Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. Thank you, Sari.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
tonight. I didn't call on the phone to say that I'm alright. Diana walked up to me, she said I'm on yours tonight. And then I ran to the phone saying, baby, I'm alright. I said, but unlock the door, cause I forgot the key. She said he's not coming back because he's sleeping with me. Dirty Diana.
Loose Reed